Show. A full half hour of entertainment with all the Amos and Andy characters, plus Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, and those famous Delta Rhythm Boys. There comes a time in every woman's life when she decides that her home needs improving. That time has come to Mrs. George Stevens, who is currently in the middle of a tirade against her loving husband, otherwise known as the Kingfish.
George, we've got to do something to improve the looks of our home. Why, just look at that sofa. It needs to be upholstered.
Yeah, well, that's going to cost too much money. Why can't we just get a slipcover?
It's got a slipcover on it now.
Well, get a slipcover for the slipcover, then.
And in our bedroom, George, we ought to have a carpet with an old-size cushion. That cushion underneath sure does help an awful lot.
Yeah, well, what's the matter with the old-size cushion we're using now?
Nothing. But I'd like to have a carpet over it. And look in our living room how bad and shabby these throw rugs look.
Yeah, why you call them throw rugs?
Because the people upstairs throw them away, and I went out the alley and picked them up.
Yeah, well, you ought to drop out in the alley more often, honey, see what's coming down.
And just look at the curved part of that rocking chair in the back there. Got that red big crack in it. You know I like to sit down with my knitting and rock to and fro.
Well, you can rock too. Just be a little careful on the fro, that's all right.
George, you got to make some money so we can fix this place up.
Yeah, well, now, look here, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Honey, I've been thinking about something. How about taking in a roomer? We could rent our bedroom and we could sleep in the parlor.
Well, we got to get some money somewhere, and I think that's about the only thing we can do.
Now, you leave it to me.
All right, maybe you can find somebody that would like to live in a nice, comfortable home.
Yeah, the only thing is, let's rent our place first. Like I say, Henry, me and my wife have decided to take a roomer in the house.
That's a charming idea, Kingfish. The Stuyvesant Peabody has done that very thing themselves. It was quite an experience.
Oh, it was, huh?
Oh, yes. A very handsome man rented the room on the first of the month. And mind you, 5 days later, he ran off with Mr. Peabody's wife.
Well, did Mr. Peabody go to the police?
Oh, no. The man was paid up for a month in advance.
By the way, Henry, do you know anybody that wants to rent a room?
Well, let me see. Yes, I could get you the Depicers. They is the cream of high society, you know.
Well, we don't want but one person in the house, though.
Well, come to think of it, your location is over 6 blocks from Mr. Depicer's place of business.
Yeah, well, 6 blocks ain't far.
Yes, but it's pretty far for Mr. Depicer to walk after a hard night setting up them pins in the bowling alley.
Well, now, I want to rent a room to somebody that won't give us no trouble.
But how about your friend Andy? You could get him to give up his room over at Sadie Simpson's place and move over with you.
Oh, no, Henry. He'd never give up that place. He got his gal's telephone numbers written all over the wall there and everything.
Yes, I guess the only way you could get Andy out of his room is by having the building tore down.
Yeah, I guess that, Hey, Henry, that gave me an idea. I believe I'll go over and see Andy. I wonder if he would pay his room rent on time, though.
Well, your wife would be right there. During the night, when she goes through your pants pockets, let her go through Andy's, too.
Come in, Andy. Come in. Sit down.
Yeah, hi, Kingfish. What's new today?
Oh, nothing. I just been over to the firehouse playing checkers with the chief. He told me confidential that they're going to tear down Sadie Simpson's boarding house, kind of it being a fire hazard.
Well, wait a minute, Jerry. I live there.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. You're right in the middle of the hazard, ain't you?
Well, where in the world will I find another room?
Yeah, well, I can't let a pal down, though, so I guess I'll just have to make room for you over at my house.
Well, gee, Kingfish, that'll save my life. What kind of arrangements can I make with you?
Well, I just happen to have a sample contract here that's been approved by the United States Rooming House Association. I got right there.
Wait a minute. You mean I got to sign something?
Well, I wouldn't want you to go unprotected, you know.
No, that's right. Well, read me the thing. What does it say?
Oh, let me see here now. Is you the lessee or the lessor? Oh, I know what you is. You the lessee.
How you figure?
Well, I pulled the contract out of my pocket. You say lessee, so that makes you the lessee, don't it?
Well, let's see.
I'll read it to you. This is the official form here. Say here, I, George Stevens, hereafter known as the landlord, hereby leases one room to Mr. Blank, hereafter known as the roomer.
Mr. Blank gonna be in a room with me?
No, Mr. Blank ain't nobody.
You mean he's a bum?
Oh, no. Mr. Blank is the same as John Doe.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him, all right. He's that fellow they make checks payable to.
Yeah, but John Doe is not alive.
And he going to be in the room with me?
No, no. We just use Doe as a sample.
I'd rather have Blank in there with me.
That's who I had down here in the first place, you see, Blank.
Yeah, well, who's going to get this room now? Because they're tearing down the building where I live, and I got to move, you know?
Well, just before you sign this, your name goes in where Blank is. He's out, you see.
Yeah, well, maybe Blank and John Doe can double up and find a room somewhere else in town.
Andy Blank was nobody to start with.
Well, then I don't blame you for not having him in the house then. And I certainly ain't going to worry about John Doe. He's dead.
Well, listen, must I read you any more of this, or is the whole thing clear to you?
Yeah, well, how much is the rent?
$5 a week.
Nothing doing, Kingfish. Listen, this whole thing sounds fishy, you know it?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, Andy. I'm trying to get a room at my house there to make some money to fix up the joint. I don't think nobody going to be dumb enough, though, to move into my place as bad as it looks over there.
Yeah, that place is pretty bad, all right.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, nothing seems to work out for me no more. Every year about this time, I just get down in the dumps.
Well, I know you do, Kingfish, but things usual comes out all right for you. Just remember.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May.
So if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining violet, and where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song.
Whenever April showers come along,
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've a smile on my face.
Walking down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, singing in the rain.
And where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see clouds of daffodils.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song.
Today's paper in the one ad section there about the Kingfish renting a room.
Yeah, he told me he was going to put it in there. I give him the idea of me and the fire chief.
Yeah, hit his right here. Cut it out.
Well, let's read the thing. Let's hear it.
Well, see here on the first line, room for rent in lovely home.
Lovely home. You show that to Kingfish's ad?
Yeah, well, his place do need a little fixing up, I admit that.
Fixing up? Some of them rugs he got laying around the living room is so thin that every time the Kingfish's wife runs the vacuum over them, it sucks them up, and she's got to dig them out of the bag.
Oh, them rugs are pretty well shot already.
I'll say they is. They got more fringe in the middle than they got around the edge. Read some more of that ad.
Yeah, well, see here, room for rent, lovely home. Someone who will fit in with congenial couple.
The only one that'll fit in with them would be a referee.
Then I say here, apply between 3 and 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Come in, Kingfish.
Yeah, we're just reading your ad here.
Yeah, well, boys, me and Safa, I want to rent the room.
Yeah.
Tell me, what kind of a room you want to get a hold of?
Old one that's quiet, clean, neat, don't move around much, don't play the radio, and don't snore.
Yeah, well, that dead man, John Doe, sounds like your best friend.
Tell me this, ain't it time for you to go home and interview these people at 3 o'clock now?
Holy smoke, I was almost late.
Sapphire, there's the doorbell now. Is the house all clean?
The house is thick and span. Now, let's pick a good roomer so we'll all be happy.
Well, you lucky folk, put me over. Your new roomer is here. Folks, the only thing I've got to have is a stall shower. And when it comes to paying the rent, I use a sawbath.
Well, you see, Mr.
Me and my pal will be very quiet in here, won't we, pal?
Well, Mr. Stevens, I would love to rent the room. You have a nice place here. You are such an attractive man.
Sorry, but we have already rented the room, madam.
Sapphire, this man's got a badge on, didn't he?
Come in, sir, come in. Well, how do you do? My name is Hancock. I'm from the OPS.
Yes, sir. Glad you dropped by. Ain't nothing wrong here, mister.
Well, what are you charging for this room you're advertising?
Charging? We is way below the ceiling, the floor, and everything else. we only charging $1 a week.
Good, I'll take it.
Sorry, mister, we done rented the place. Wait a minute. Well, Sapphire, I think that this girl here can have the room, can't she?
It's all right with me.
How about kitchen privileges?
Kitchen?
Yes, my sister tells me that I ought to have them. She has kitchen privileges there. She lives over on Lennox Avenue, and she says I ought to have everything I want.
Well, we'll work out something.
My sister told me she'd meet me here.
Yeah, well, if you want to sign a year's lease, you better do it pretty quick, because we're going to rent this place right away.
Well, all right, Mr. King, I'll sign the lease. Do you have a pen?
Oh, yeah, there you are, right there.
Oh, that must be sister at the door now.
I'll get it. How do you do?
Out of the way, please. I want to see my sister.
Well,
honey, how does the joint look?
Oh, hello. This is Mr. Stevens.
How do you do?
Well, I am pleased to make your...
What goes, honey? Is the setup okay?
Your sister here wants kitchen privileges.
And she's going to get them, too, because where I live, I get them, and she ought to be able to do the same thing here that I'm doing where I am.
And what?
What'd you say, honey?
I would like to know, what is that? May I ask?
You may, and I'll tell you. I got the privilege of hanging up my stockings in the bathroom, my undies in the kitchen, and my cottons in the living room, and I want my sister to be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, your sister signed a lease with us, and I don't think that stuff is in the lease.
We got OPA that'll take care of people like you.
I've already signed the lease for a year.
Then we got them just where we want them. Come on, honey, let's go get your stuff.
George Stevens, that woman's been here for 4 days, and she's driving me crazy.
Yeah, she's driving me crazy, too, but how can we get her out? She got a lease.
It was your idea about getting her in. Now get her out.
Okay, honey, I'll go over to see my lawyer, LaGuardia Stonewall, right now. Well, let's see. This is LaGuardia's office right here.
Yeah, but listen, sweetheart, I told you everything I can think of to tell you.
Hi, LaGuardia.
Hi, Bob. Excuse me, man. Now, listen, honey, now just lay the phone down. I'll talk to you in a few minutes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you look all tuckered out there. What's the matter?
I've been talking to my girl in California for the past 36 hours.
Listen, yes, LaGuardia. I got a woman in my house that's mean. The woman is irritating, and the woman is making life miserable.
Yeah, I know, Bob. I've met your wife.
No. Look, LaGuardia. This is another woman in my house that's making my life miserable.
Oh, now I get you. Yeah, a bigamy case, huh?
No. Listen to me now. Now, open up your ear there. Look out. One of the women is rooming. One woman is rooming there, you see. Now, just tell me how I can get rid of the rumor.
Well, my landlord had a case just like that.
Yeah, well, what'd he do? He might give me an idea.
He handled it very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he asked me as a personal favor if I would write him out a legal eviction notice, and I writ him up one that was really foolproof.
Yeah, did he serve it already?
Did he? I had to sleep on a park bench for 3 nights.
Look here, this gal that I'm talking about that's rooming there has got a sister that comes over and keeps telling her what to do. And she does everything that crazy sister tells her to do.
Oh, take advantage of the household, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hangs up a washing around the place.
Every time I walk through the living room, I end up with a couple of wet stockings around my neck and a wet slip in my face. And I got a year's lease with her.
You'd be drowned by that time. Well, you know something. Now, your only hope, Kingfish, is to get the gal married so some loving husband will take her away from you.
Hey, that give me an idea. I'll see my good bachelor friend, Andy Brown, right now.
Necessity, that most unnecessary thing, necessity.
What throws a monkey wrenching? A fellow's good intentions. That nasty old invention, necessity.
My feet wanna dance in the sun. My head wants to rest in the shade. The Lord says go out and have fun.
But the landlord says your rent ain't paid. Necessity. It's plain to see. What a lovely old world this silly old world could be. But man, it's all in a mess. A kind of necessity. Account of necessity. The jail would never been there except for folks to send there.
Well, how did I get in there?
Necessity. My feet wanna dance in the sun. My head wants to rest in the shade.
The Lord says go out and have fun.
But the landlord says
your rent ain't paid.
Necessity, that's the maximum that a minimum thing could be. But man, it's all in a mess, I must confess. There's nothing more than less, unless.
Brother Ender, it's that one word I've been telling you about, and that is
necessity.
Necessity.
Hi, Kingfish. Glad you dropped in.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking a lot about you, Brother Ender. I know how alone you must feel over here in your room.
Yeah, it does feel that way sometimes.
Ender, have you ever noticed that when somebody's in the room with you, you don't feel alone no more?
Yeah. Why is that?
Human nature, Ender, human nature. Yeah, you know, with a wife here with it, it'd be a wonderful thing. You ought to get married, Brother Ender.
Why, Kingfish?
Well, for one thing, when you die, it would be pretty sad without a wife. Just think of your funeral. You laying there dead, nobody to cheer you up, you see.
Yeah, I guess that's one time I need cheering up, all right.
Oh, every funeral needs a feminine touch. Nice wife around throwing flowers on your grave. Something to add life to the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want my funeral to be no flop.
Oh, no.
I done thunk about getting married, Kingfish, but where would I find a gal that'd throw flowers and all that stuff?
Well, now, there's a cute gal that's been living over at our house about a week.
You mean that gal that keeps her washed up on the piano?
Oh, she's a darling, Andy.
Well, she ain't bad. I see her at a distance, but that sister of hers would drive me crazy. No, Kingfish, I don't want to get married.
I'm going to break down and tell you the truth, Andy. I want to get that gal out of my house.
Yeah, well, hello, Shorty.
Oh, come in, Shorty. How is you?
Oh, well, I'm a doggone. What's cooking? I didn't expect you could be hired, fella.
Look here, Shorty. Me and Sapphire is having a lot of trouble with a rumor at our house, and I thought you might know some way of getting rid of rumors.
Well, the landlady where I live was trying to get rid of me. Her husband would come in my room 3 or 4 times during the night and beat me up and throw me down the stairs.
He would beat you up and throw you down the stairs 3-4 times a night?
One night he started at midnight and he beat me up every 30 minutes until daybreak.
Well, how could you stand it?
Well, I wasn't working and I could sleep late in the morning.
Well, listen, Shorty, the Kingfish wants to get rid of a rumor, but he can't beat her up.
But I'm living in a wonderful place now. But I got to get out. The Board of Health came around yesterday and said it's against the law for so many people to be living in one room.
How many people living in it, Shorty?
Only 7 others.
7?
The Board of Health claims it was 9, but they was counting the 2 fellas that's living in the closet.
Oh, yeah. Can't count them. Shorty, you just gave me a great idea.
Mm.
Now, listen, Andy, you ain't met the gal yet. Now, look here, Andy, you is going to be the health inspector. We is going over there, and you is going to tell her that the place is too small for 3 people to live, and she got to move out.
All right, I'll help you. I'll even spray myself with DDT so I'll smell official.
Yeah. Miss Martin, shake hands with Inspector Brown of the Board of Health.
Well, how do you do?
Pardon my white sterilized gloves.
You see, the health department insists on sanitary introduction.
That's right. They don't want the taxpayer shaking hands with a germ.
The Board of Health sent Inspector Brown up here to look over the apartment.
Oh, is that so?
Tell me, Inspector, what do you think of the apartment?
Well, it's a very nice place, Mr. Stevens. Just the right size for a small couple.
A small couple, but there are 3 of us here, Inspector, counting her.
Oh, do you live here too, Miss Martin?
Yes, I'm rooming with Mr. and Mrs. Stevens.
Rooming here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Martin, that ain't good.
Why not?
You see, Miss Martin, an extra person breathing in a small apartment cuts down the oxygen in the room.
Oh?
And you being here all day uses most of it up, so there ain't none left for Mr. Stevens to breathe when he gets home.
But I always leave the window open.
That's even worse. That lets all the oxygen out, and again, nobody breathes.
I saw about the whole thing, Miss Martin, but we can't fight the Board of Health. They're the ones that pass the sanity laws.
Yeah. That's right. I ain't got nothing to do with that sanity stuff. Us inspectors has got to protect the people's health and try to keep them alive till we can overcome the crowded conditions in the cemeteries.
Excuse me, Inspector. You mean the cemeteries is overcrowded, too?
Oh, yeah. Living conditions there is even worse than it is in the city.
Really jammed up, huh?
Oh, sure. I understand that Woodlawn Park ain't got nothing left but standing room.
Yeah. Is that a bad situation already? That's bad, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. I hear if things get any worse, they're going to do what the hotels is doing. Only let people stay there 5 days.
My sister said...
Well, now, listen, I'm sick and tired of hearing about that sister of yours.
It's too bad, Miss Martin, but this matter comes under the laws of the Board of Health, and I'll have to order you to move.
To move?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there ain't nothing I can do about it. I is only an inspector.
I'm not going to do anything until I talk to my sister.
Yeah, well, this is an official order from the Board of Health. And for once, that big mouth sister of yours ain't going to be able to help you.
Well, I don't know why not. She goes with the chief inspector of the Harlem Branch.
Chief Inspector of the Harlem Branch. Ha, ha, ha. So long, Kingfish.
Well, now, Miss Martin, another thing that's more important than any of this, I just come from seeing my lawyer, and he tells me, according to the lease, I is allowed to raise your rent.
Raise my rent?
Yeah, so from now on, instead of paying $5 a week, you will have to pay 10.
Oh, but Mr. Stevens, I can't afford to pay that much rent.
Well, then you'll have to make other arrangements.
But it'll take a little time to make other arrangements.
Oh, there's no rush. Take all the time you want. Take till 6 o'clock tonight. Go ahead and hear that. Sapphire, dear, I told Miss Martin that she had to make different arrangements.
Oh, that's wonderful, George. We have certainly learned our lesson about renting a room. Now we can be alone at last.
Yeah, I'll knock on the door and see if she's ready to leave. Pardon me for protruding here, but if you done made arrangements about getting out...
Well, Mr. Stevens, my sister went out to find me a room here. I'm waiting for her to come back right this minute because I just can't afford to pay $10 a week.
Yeah, well, she can find a lot of rooms in town that go...
That must be my sister now. Will you let her in?
Yeah, I'll get the door. How do you do?
None of your business.
I trust that you have solved your sister's rooming problem.
I certainly has. I was moving in with her to share them fences. Oh.
Thank you.
close to my arms. Angels were singing a hymn to your charm.
Two hearts gently beating were murmuring more. My darling, I love you so. Night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone on you.
Emerson Andy Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.